Tested. DAV XF 480 FAW November 17, 2023. Every now and then, Arjun VELTHOVEN's telephone rings, and someone from DAV Trucks is on the line. Not infrequently, the call pertains to a road test. This time around, it is about testing a DAV XF 484. Following that call, we set sail for Eindhoven on a beautiful summer's day, where demo driver Nick is waiting for us. Next to him is the DAV XF 484. That's right. An FAW derivative of the DAV XF. In DAV lingo, this means an XF with an 8x4 chassis. As we walk past, we can see four axles under the chassis. The front axle is, of course, the steering axle, good for 10 tons and fitted with a parabolic suspension. The three axles further down consist of a 26-ton State Route 1360T tandem chassis fitted with 8 air bellows, and the 8-ton steered and liftable tag axle. The XF is fitted with a day cab and all kinds of features that improve driver visibility. For instance, the low window line and dashboard offer good visibility in front of the truck. On the cab exterior's right A pillar, we see the DAV corner view camera, which replaces the front view and curb mirror. With corner view comes an additional screen on the inside of the cab's right A pillar. Also on the right side of the cab, near the door of a possible co-driver, we find the curb view window, which offers good visibility of everything immediately to the right of the truck. Our XF FAW is not completely equipped with cameras. There are still just mirrors on the sides of the cab. This does the job, of course, and is considerably less expensive than the camera system. Python containers being transported. Behind our XF FAW, we have a three-axle trailer from GS Meppel. On the trailer and as well as the XF are Python containers from KTK. Beautifully fitted with tarpaulins and turnbuckles, the impressive combination looks almost artistic, helped by the fact that the containers are painted in the same gold-yellow color as the XF. On the chassis of the XF is a VDL hook lift system, which should make the container easy to unload. The chassis of the XF is also equipped with a broom and a shovel, pretty handy when transporting sand or gravel. By the way, it is good to know that DAV now has a bodybuilder integration tool. With this, hauliers can precisely specify their new truck, like this FAW, and dealers and conversion specialists can get to work much faster to get you the desired end product, powered by the MX-13. Meanwhile, we have already covered many kilometers with the FAW combination. From Eindhoven, we set a course for the Limburg Hills. There, we can see that Packer's MX-13 engine, in this case with 480 horsepower, is still doing a fine job. Torque is 2,500 Nm, available from as little as 900 R per minute. Our XF also has multi-torque, which gives an extra 150 Nm of torque from the same R per minute. The MX-13 engine is mated to the familiar 12-speed Traxxon automatic transmission. Incidentally, it also comes with rock-free and urge-to-move features. We don't need those right now on the tar, but should you want to use the XF FAW on light off-road terrain too, those features might come in handy to do your job optimally. Behind the wheel, we see an all-digital display with all the information we need. Options included on this XF include axle load monitoring, tire pressure monitoring, battery energy monitoring, DAV Connect, and predictive cruise control, PPC, which can do wonders for fuel efficiency, even in transport like this. Visibility par excellence. By now we know how good DAF's new truck generation is, but we are still pleasantly surprised as we sail along Limburg's roads with the XF. Visibility is superb, and we have an excellent view of all the other traffic. On the many roundabouts, we notice that the GS Meppel trailer follows our FAW 8x4 flawlessly. On the road, we can also make good use of DAF's own MX engine brake and have all the comfort that DAF's latest truck generation offers. Our butts are on DAF's luxury air seats and our smartphone is now fully powered thanks to the wireless charger. We really are equipped with all the creature comforts. Remote control possible. Back in Eindhoven, Neek gives a quick demonstration of VDL's drop-off system. We unhitch the trailer and continue with just the XF. Dropping off the Python container with the hook lift system can be done from the cab, but Neek climbs down and shows how to operate it by remote control. This can be particularly handy when you need to unload on a small or cluttered site. Tiny turning circle. In order to obtain a few more good photos and videos, we drive to a company down the road called A. Janssen. Upon arrival, we notice that maneuvering with the XF is very easy, thanks in part to the steered tag axle. It's even easy to maneuver backwards. The camera on the back of the XF's chassis is a real godsend. Neek provides a second demonstration of the hook lift system. Before we look around and suddenly see the FAW's versatility, we are mostly surrounded by dump trucks carrying sand. Our FAW can do this too, but it can also be used to transport gravel, stones, and waste or recycled materials. With those two huge containers or your chassis and trailer, the applications are endless. It's apparent that we've ticked a number of boxes on our test drive. Anything and everything from driver comfort to the versatility of the combination. If this was a job interview, the DAV XF 484 would be appointed on the spot. Asterisk, a spokesperson for DAV South Africa says it will be some years before this truck is launched locally. Photography, TTM, NL.